So those are the news updates for today, and we have now come to our social media tip section. So in the past, we've kind of got a lot into, you know, the biblical basis for getting involved in social media. And as we said last week, this week we wanted to get into some really practical areas. So the tip this week is using the various social media platforms as a space for evangelism. And again, this is something we have touched on, but the question we kind of wanted to address this week that I'm going to dive into is, what are the different social media platforms and how are they best used? So as we always say, you know, knowledge is power, and we don't really want to go into social media blindly. I know there, when I was doing the research for this, there are a lot of sites that I was like, I have never really thought about what the, you know, most appropriate content is, or the best way to utilize this platform. So we're going to kind of go through the heavy hitters and talk about, you know, what they might be best suited for, to kind of contextualize how to best use them for ministry. So the first one we have here is Facebook, the big old heavy hitter. So as it says on the screen there, this is the largest social media site in the world. About 37% of the world uses Facebook. So over a third of the population, which is pretty crazy. And then it also says, you know, 200 million businesses utilize Facebook, and over 7 million advertisers use this as a platform. So as that kind of speaks into, this is a platform for a very wide range of content. And if you are on Facebook, you kind of know this. One post might be something super personal, maybe a family member. The next post might be an advertisement about a company you've never heard of before. The next post might be, you know, an event that's going on in your community. So there's a lot going on Facebook, which makes it a really great tool for a wide range of things. And I think we've talked about, you know, in the past how this can be used as a tool for ministry. But the one thing, when I was kind of researching, the Facebook algorithm really focuses on meaningful interactions. So I think, you know, whether this is posing, you know, an interesting question, or having, you know, a post that's really actionable, I think is important, and that encourages your connections to interact with you. So that's really something that's interesting to note there, especially when kind of looking through the lens of evangelism, making sure it really is meaningful and it's connecting with your community. So the next platform is YouTube. And I was kind of surprised to learn that this was the second largest social media site. I know people use YouTube for a lot of different things, but just because it maybe is a little less broad than Facebook, I was surprised to find out that it was the second largest. But even more interesting than that, it is also the second largest search engine, the first being Google. And I had never really thought about YouTube as being a search engine per se, but it does make sense. It comes up a lot when you Google something, or obviously there's the search bar on YouTube too. So I think that kind of bodes well when we're thinking about how to use that for ministry and how to use that for evangelism, you know, making the titles of, you know, if you're on YouTube, of things people are searching for, of kind of these hot button topics, making those titles really intriguing. And again, this is really focused on videos, on live stream, on kind of that interactive video content. So again, this is not, you know, not for everyone. And if your ministry doesn't have that aspect to it, or you don't feel called to, you know, do videos and whatnot, this might not be the platform for you. But again, it's a wonderful place to interact. You know, we do a lot of live streams on YouTube, being in the comments there. There's a lot to be learned, not only to put out content. And again, this is really useful for video marketing, for advertising, for search engine optimization. Again, you know, we can go into that more later. I know we have some classes on that at CLI, but it can be a very good tool for promotional content. Then we have Instagram. So this is more of a visual platform, and it's really useful for showcasing products, photos, shorter videos, etc. And so, you know, most ministries maybe don't have a product per se, but this is kind of taking whatever you're doing and putting it into a photo context, or even through evangelism, you know, posting videos or posting photos of Bible verses, or maybe ways you're ministering. Think more along those lines. And then there also is a business profile option on Instagram. So if you do have, you know, a church or a ministry, you can set up a page for that where people who are interacting with you can follow you on there. And then one of the benefits that I kind of noted on that slide was there's a little bit less clutter on Instagram maybe than on Facebook. There's a lot going on Facebook. I know even for me, it can be really, really difficult to navigate on Facebook, but Instagram can be a lot more clear. Most people are only seeing kind of like one photo at a time, which makes it a lot more digestible. So that is something to consider in what type of content you're putting on there and how you're connecting with people on Instagram. And then I think at least when I perceived Instagram, I would think this is kind of a younger generation. But as I was doing some research on it, the audience is continuing to diversify. So it really isn't only young people anymore. There is an older generation that is kind of getting on there, getting on Instagram. So this could be used to reach a very broad audience. Next, we have LinkedIn. LinkedIn is one of my personal favorites just because I find it very focused and very productive. So this is kind of a site that is a lot more career focused. It's useful for searching out jobs, maybe seeing what other people's roles are. It's a great resume site. So, you know, your profile on here is a lot more about your education history, about your volunteer experience, about your past job experience. So a little more career focused and a bit less personal per se. But this does make it a really great space for promoting your personal brand, kind of you as an employer, your ministry or your business, whatever that may be, and also connecting with other like-minded people in the professional field. Then as that last point says there, it's a bit less social per se and more focused on kind of the nitty-gritty of business, leadership, brand advertising, that kind of thing. And as we had last month, you know, you can add Christian Leaders College as your education experience on there, or Christian Leaders Institute if you're an institute student. And I found that that kind of puts other people who are in the Christian Leaders atmosphere on your feed, which can be a great, great place to kind of get exposed to what other people are doing in ministry, find inspiration, find encouragement, find helpful tips in this professional space. So then we have a whole bunch of messaging platforms, and I actually had never really thought of this as social media per se, just because it can be so similar to like a texting or something like that. But when I was doing research, they do categorize these as social media. As you can kind of gather, they are mainly focused on chatting features, whether that is group, whether that is individual. And these are super useful for one-on-one interactions, both business and personal. And an important note there is that these are often used in conjunction with other social media sites, as it's kind of harder to connect with people in an organic basis on here. But I have always found it super helpful for like customer service. You know, Christian Leaders has our Facebook page, and if someone finds that, they have a question, they need help, they can connect via Messenger, you know, to one of our customer service people. They can get a personal response on there, and it really does kind of bring a face to an organization. So that is a super, super important thing to consider when doing ministry, because so much of that is personal. And we've talked about, you know, the etiquette of communicating one-on-one, on communicating in a group, so definitely bringing all those biblical principles into personal messaging, but these are a really important tool to kind of, again, get that more personalized experience. And, you know, WhatsApp, I know, is worldwide. Telegram we use a lot for our volunteer groups. So making sure you kind of research what's going to work best based on the location of the people you're communicating with, the location of your ministry. But again, social media can get pretty impersonal. So this is a great way to introduce that more personal effect, especially, you know, as a tool for evangelism. So then here's kind of the last four that are maybe, I don't want to say less useful, but maybe a bit less professional, a lot more personal. So there's Snapchat, which is photos and videos between friends. There's TikTok, which are short videos. This has a very young audience, definitely skews toward maybe teenagers, kind of around that age. There is Twitter, which is real-time updates, short, mostly text interactions that go into a feed. And then there's Pinterest, which is kind of an inspiration, blog style, really photo-based. And this is good exposure for marketing through images. So I think that all of these can be tools for evangelism. Sometimes, you know, when I was building these slides, I think we can think of evangelism on a very like large scale basis, but a lot of these are really good for connecting with people you're already friends with, you know, maybe coworkers, people you already have that personal relationship with. And I think, you know, inviting those biblical principles that we've outlined before to using each of these, if you are on them, that really can be a tool of evangelism within itself. And, you know, kind of taking those things to the next step to really focus on, you know, making those personal connections and maybe inviting Christ into those conversations. And I added these on there just because, you know, it wasn't a tool that first came to my mind, but then it's like, you know, why can't it be a tool? So that's an awesome challenge. Then lastly here, we have Christian Leaders Network, of course. We can't go through a social media segment or platforms, excuse me, without mentioning the site we are currently on. So our kind of tagline here is sharing conversations that invite God into our lives and ministry. So as hopefully you've experienced, this is a social space, but it's not a traditional social media. I don't think it really falls in line with any of these other platforms we've discussed before. But, you know, we hope that it's a place of encouragement, of inspiration, of support, and of deeper thinking. And yeah, it's a great place to stay connected with the happenings of Christian leaders, whether that's with other students, with faculty members, through live streams like this on the news. So, you know, this is an amazing place to start. And I think being on Christian Leaders Network is, for me, has been kind of an encouragement place where it's really safe to share about your ministry here, to kind of have other people encourage you, give you tips. So I think, you know, if you're just starting off in ministry or if you want to kind of test the waters with connecting with people and evangelizing to them, this can be a great place to really start building that confidence and be surrounded by like-minded people that can really codify you and prepare you to maybe take the next step in how you can evangelize through social media. So we have some reflection questions here that I would love to hear from you guys in the comments. So is there a social media platform you use that wasn't mentioned? As I was researching, there are a whole bunch, especially maybe not US-based, but there are so many social media platforms, and I'd love to hear if maybe I missed any and maybe kind of what the best practices are there, what you use it for. So yeah, just kind of an interesting question there. And then the second one is which platform have you found to be the most fruitful for your ministry and evangelism? And again, going over all these, I don't even use all these. I don't think that anyone has to use every single platform to be evangelizing on or even just to be using for their personal use. But yeah, especially if you have a ministry or a business, I think it's kind of important to optimize what's being most fruitful and kind of place your priorities where they are appropriate. So I would love to hear which platform you've found to be the most helpful and kind of how you might use it. Let's read some comments here. Christina says, I love CLN, but I use Facebook the most because I target the lukewarms and the lost. That is a great point. You know, Christian Leaders Network is the majority of our Christian leaders students, so that is a very limited audience. And as she noted there, you know, Facebook is a very wide group of people, so I love that. Ingrid says, I use Truth Social and Zapit. I've never heard of either of those, so I'll have to look into that, but thank you for sharing those. Monica says, I use a lot of Facebook for our church events and Instagram. Yep, Facebook is really, really useful for events, kind of keeping updates there, getting people to RSVP. That is a super, super useful tool. Oh, and Ingrid says she uses those to raise awareness for abortion and human trafficking. That is so awesome. Very interesting. All right, so then I also have a challenge for you guys in addition to the reflection questions. So you can either do one of these or both, depending on maybe what fits your situation. But I encourage you this week to try out a new platform with evangelism in mind. So maybe this can just be a trial, you know, see how it goes. Maybe set up a profile on LinkedIn if you don't have one, or, you know, create an Instagram account and kind of make a few posts and just see how it goes as a little experiment. Or if you don't want to create a new account or try out a new platform, on one you've already used, maybe more so for personal enjoyment, try to invite kind of an aspect of evangelism or do a focus on ministry this week and note how it changes your experience. And I have to be truthful, most of my social media I really use for for personal interest, and that's fine. But I think that inviting kind of evangelism just into the back of your mind when you're mindlessly scrolling, making that a conscious experience, or making a post about your ministry, making a post about what God is doing in your life. I'm just curious how you guys report back to see maybe how that changes your experience with the social media platform.